Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. Penny bringing us back in his group, his band of merry musicians. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our new friend, Ryan Cooper. He's with the law firm Pashman Stein. He heads up the privacy and information governance practice there in that organization. Ryan, tell us a little bit about your firm and how we find you.
Yeah, certainly, Jim. So we're in Hackensack, New Jersey. We have clients throughout New Jersey, the lower New York state, and our privacy information governance group. We advise clients on all the risk that arises out of handling electronic information, not too long ago was its own category, and nowadays it's
right.
Like all information is electronic.
And can you practice across the country?
No, so I'm licensed in New York and New Jersey. We have attorneys in the firm that are licensed in New York, New Jersey, perhaps some in D.C. and
right.
Pennsylvania. We do advise clients across the country.
I was going to ask you. Somebody's listening in the Sheboygan. If you can't help them, you can help them find somebody who will, right?
That's exactly right. Certain legal issues we can, and if
yeah.
not, we have a network of attorneys.
I appreciate you for making that offer. All right, so give us the website again, please. Is it Pashman Stein?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you, Jim. Yes, it's Pashman Stein.
Pashmanstein. .com. Check it out, folks. So, Ryan, let's talk about Apple. You know, a lot of people know about what's going on with Apple and the FBI. It doesn't take a lot to pay attention to this to understand what's going on, but some people, you know, haven't. They just know that there's a dust-up between them because of the San Bernardino terrorists. They had an iPhone, and they want to get into it. The FBI issue, and I didn't know this. I didn't know if you have an iPhone and you try to get into it 10 times, it locks you out forever. I didn't know that.
That's right. That's a feature.
And the FBI did that, didn't they?
Well, they haven't. That's what they're afraid of.
Oh, they haven't gone that far. I see. Okay, good.
It's a feature of the newer iPhones and the new operating system that Apple has rolled out. And it's got two main features that the FBI wants Apple to defeat. And the one is the one you just referenced. After 10 false attempts, it will automatically erase all the data on the phone. And that's a really critical information security tool that, you know, if you have employees with their own mobile devices and they have sensitive information on those devices, you're going to want to have that kind of protocol set up. And that's a protocol most smartphones can enable. It's enabled by default, I believe, on the iPhones. Because if it is lost and someone's trying to break into it, given enough time, what's called a brute force attack, you can kind of cycle through all the permutations of potential PINs or passwords.
Mm-hmm.
And that brings us to the second thing that the FBI wants Apple to defeat, which is that Apple has in its software, when you enter consecutive incorrect PINs, the phone delays slows down how much time you need before you can make the next attempt. Artificially prolonging it. So with a long enough PIN, I believe the estimates are somewhere around 2.5 years.
Well, what would you tell a client if an Apple-like scenario popped up for one of your clients, someone who just heard about your firm on the show, for example? They said, "I'm going to call Ryan, see if he can help me." Ryan, I have proprietary technology. I own technology that I have had built for me. It belongs to me. Nobody else has it. And I'm not going to say it's like an iPhone, but it's not beyond the realm of possibility that a small business owner could have something that could wind up in the middle of a case like this, and they might not want to let the government have it. What do you think? How would you advise someone like that?
You know that's right. And look, this circumstance does come up a lot. It's high profile in the Apple case, but this is not the first and only time. It's actually a doctrine that's been around for a long time, requiring to give the government reasonable assistance in certain investigations. So for more commonly over the past century or so, it's been the government's ability to commandeer a locksmith to drill out a lock. And you have to be very careful. You're absolutely right. I mean, you have invested in proprietary software, technology, information that's important to your business. You have to be very careful in protecting that. And you have to think very carefully about.
And what's the law? What would you tell them that their position is with regard to the law?
It's going to depend heavily on what's being asked of you.
In this case, the government is asking Apple to make something that doesn't exist, right?
That's right. That's Apple's contention.
Create a key that's never been made before.
And even more involved than that, I think, from Apple's perspective. They're contending it's a lot more than just asking a locksmith to drill out a drill,
right.
Who can reasonably be compensated. It's asking Apple to do something that it doesn't do on the ordinary course of business.
I would think it makes sense, Ryan. They chose not to do it. They could have done it, but they chose not to do it.
That's right. That's right. And from Apple's perspective, with its relationship to its customers, it's antithetical to.
Does Apple have a leg? Does Apple have a leg to stand on? Can they fight this? Can they win this?
They may very well. It's right now. It's on appeal to the district judge in California.
Whose side of the case would you rather take to court?
Apple's.
You'd rather be on Apple's side than the government.
I'm much more concerned about privacy.
Yeah.
And your privacy rights vis-a-vis the government.
PashmanStein.com. Hey Ryan, will you come back another day?
Absolutely, Jim. I appreciate you having me.
You got more teachers. Good job today.
Anytime.
Ryan Cooper, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.